marches on, as we're marching closer to the kingdom, as we're marching closer to the time of Jubilee, as we're marching closer to the time where the knowledge of Yahuwah, where the esteem of Yahuwah is going to cover the earth, we as his daughters, we should be getting better. We should be improving. If we look at our lives today and we look back a year ago, and if we're in the same emotional state, if we're in the same mental state, if we're in the same physical state, or worse in any of those states, there's a problem. Something's not right. We need to find ourselves back on the altar. We need to find ourselves with our face to the ground, crying out to Yah, asking him to give me a change of heart, change my heart. Oh Yah, cleanse it, purify it, create in me a clean heart, create in me a clean mind, renew the right spirit in me, purge me, purge me, purge me. And see, Yahuwah will do that, but he will only do it if you put the work in. And I think that's sometimes what we may forget, you know, when we find ourselves in different situations and we're asking Yah, oh Yah, do this, oh Yah, change me, oh Yah, purify my heart, oh Yah, you know, but it requires us doing the works and doing the things that will purify us, you know, and then Yah brings his spirit and his word to help us continue in the process. So I'm asking Yah to cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind. Then guess what I have to do? I have to pray. I have to meditate on the word. I have to do as Philippians 4:8 says, you know, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things have a good report. If there's any virtue, if there's any praise, I have to think on these things. I have to start doing good works. I have to start showing the people that I love and that are in my life that I truly love them. I have to start loving them and nurturing them and encouraging them and being a place of peace and a place of joy for them instead of a place of discontentment, instead of being a point of contention for them, instead of being a point of stress for them, instead of being a point that when I show up in the scenes, if I speak something, I'm disrupting their peace instead of bringing peace to them. So these are things that we have to put the work in. And as we're putting the work in, Yahuwah, he will send his word, he will allow his spirit, and that will empower us and to help us in the cleansing process, in the process of setting our heart right, in the process of purifying our motives and our emotions, and getting all that icky, gooky, you know, unattractive, bad stuff out of us. I mean, because we have to make it to the kingdom. This is all about gaining kingdom entrance, all right? This is about gaining kingdom entrance. And Yahuwah will evaluate us based on our love for each other and our love for him. All right? It's not enough to say, oh, I love you, Yah. I love Yah. Yah's the head of my life. I keep his commandments. I'm in covenant relationship with him. He's the most important thing to me. But then, if you cannot love the people that Yahuwah has placed in your life the way that they need to be loved and the way that Yahuwah calls for you to love them, then guess what? Yah can't be number one in your life, because this is the thing. And when I'm talking about the people in our lives, I'm talking about, please put this on record, I'm talking about people who are also walking with Yah. I am not talking about situations and relationships where people are unequally yoked. I'm not talking about situations where in families, parents have elderly children who are rebellious and misguided and refuse to hear instructions and have rebelled against their parental instructions and have rebelled against the instructions of Yahuwah. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about people who are in relationship with spouses where the spouses are not walking with Yahuwah, where the spouses are abusive, where the spouses are just foul and are a point of just chaos, you know, for the other person who is walking. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about people where you got families, where you got couples, where you have friendships, where everyone's supposed to be serving Yah. where everyone's supposed to be serving Yah. Yah is evaluating us on how we are in those relationships, because those relationships are a proving point of really just how much not only you love that person, but how much you love Yahuwah. So it's like the prophet said, you know, you can't say you love Yahuwah whom you haven't seen, but you don't love your brothers and sisters and the others that you're in covenant relationship that you do see. And we have to really understand that, because I think there's this misunderstanding for many people that I love Yah, but then when it comes to the people of Yah, and when it comes to those that are in covenant relationships, when it comes to those that Yahuwah has given them the responsibility to and the accountability to, the love is not happening. And again, love in the Shemitic concept is to strengthen and nurture those in the house. Love in the Shemitic and in the mind of Yahuwah is to strengthen and love, strengthen and nurture those in the house. And now you're talking about strengthening people, nurturing people. That's a lot going on there. And then Yahuwah, he will evaluate us, because when we love Yah, right? When we love Yah, when our love for Yahuwah is in its proper place, and when it's true, when it's real, when it's authentic, when it's genuine, guess what? That love spills over to the other people. It spills over, oh, thank you, Yah, to the other people. He said, the prophet also said, there was another prophet writer who said, they will be known that they're my people by the love they have for one another. And then really, they'll be known that they're my people by the love they have for me, that they're going to be known because of the love they have for each other. I think about it. I was thinking the other night, going over the Shema, endeavoring 6:4-9, going through the Shema. And it talks about, you know, Shema Yashara, Yahuwah, Alhin Yahuwah is Akkad. You know how we should love Yahuwah with all our heart, with all our being, you know, all of our might, our strength. And then it says these words that we have that he commands us. It says what? You shall teach them to your children. You shall speak of them. All, you know, when you lie down, when you rise up, when you walk, by the way. So the at first cut off, it said, love Yah. Love Yah with all your heart, your mind, your heart, your seat of affections. Love him with all your being. Love him with all your strength. But then, because when you do love Yah, then the next few verses says, this is what you're going to do. You're going to teach my word. You're going to sit and you're going to engage those in the house. And you're going to strengthen them. And you're going to nurture them first by giving them my word, by giving them truth, by showing the love that I have for them. How I have loved you, you need to show that love to them. And see, that's another thing. When we have really experienced and our minds have been open to get our minds off of ourselves, and we see and we the love of Yah and how the love of Yah has been with us through our whole lives, through the ups and the downs, and the challenges, through the successes, that the love of Yah was ever present. And we see that, when we authentically see that and we acknowledge it and we embrace it, there is no way that you cannot keep that love to yourself and not pour into those who are in your house. It's impossible. So what's happening is that we need to get reacquainted with Yah. We need an overdue in our hearts, right? We need an overdue in our hearts. Oh my goodness. All right. Okay. So we gotta change. We gotta, when we know Yah's calling for change, when we know change is going to enhance our relationships, when it's going to bring peace with other people, when it's going to bring peace with Yahuwah, then we have to change. If we don't change, that's pride. And it's not only pride, but it's rebellion as well. Another enemy of tribes. So we just, excuse me, another enemy of humbleness, of a humble heart, is ingratitude. So not showing appreciation and not being grateful. Because when your heart is open and you're open to receive and to be instructed and everything, you go with it, you're going to be grateful because you're just so glad that Yahuwah is not leaving you alone, that he's making the path plain for you. He's making the path straight for you, and you're not in the dark. You know where to go. He's placed people in your lives to give you counsel, to give you wisdom, to lift you up, to be a tribe for you, to encourage you, right? So there's the gratitude and the appreciation. But when a person is, when there's ingratitude, when there's unthankfulness, where there's unappreciation, that's pride. Because for some reason, you're not looking at all that you've been given. You're not looking and seeing all that people have sacrificed for you and done for you so that you could have a better life. You're not seeing that. You're still focused on yourself and you're not thankful. And therefore, you cannot have a humble heart. We can't be open. You're not open. It shuts us up. Another one is complaining and murmuring. This is number three. I just gave you three examples. Pride, number one, two, ingratitude, and three, complaining and murmuring. Now we see in Numbers, Bamidbar 11:1, but there's a situation here where the people are complaining. All right. So they're in the wilderness. Mashah and them, they're in the wilderness with the people. And for some reason, the people are just, they didn't just, they just went off their rockers. Okay. So they're murmuring and complaining. They don't want to be out there. We see them just doing these different things. And, some say it's that the mixed multitude who started this up, with, them lusting after, wanting to eat flesh, they don't have the food they want to eat. And, they're probably, I don't know if they're tired about the manna or what, but it says in Bamidbar 11:1, it says, when the people complain, it displeased Yahuwah, and Yahuwah heard it. And his anger was kindled, and the fire of Yah burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of. All right. So they were complaining about something. I'm not sure what it was, but what I want to bring out is that it said it displeased Yahuwah. Yahuwah was not pleased. And then it said Yahuwah, he heard it. Like he heard it. Okay. I'm displeased. I'm hearing their complaint. And we know one thing, none of us like to hear complaints. when someone brings a complaint to you, it's something we really do not want to hear. It's like, oh my goodness. And then if it's the same complaint all the time, it's like, well, they just stopped saying the same thing over again. Well, they just stopped saying the same thing again. Yahuwah heard it and he was angry. He was angry. He was angry so that he sent his fire. He sent fire and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Now, complaining. We don't want to do this. This is a really, really bad sin. Now, complaining is, they said, to express grief, pain, or discontent, or to make a formal accusation or charge. So let's deal with some of these points in here. Complain. When there is the expression of grief, and I'm talking about the continual expression of grief and pain, that's complaining. And Yahuwah doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. The continual discontentment that is oftentimes expressed, Yahuwah doesn't like it. To make a formal accusation, to bring up a charge, when it's not true, Yahuwah doesn't like it. And he hears it, and his anger gets kindled. And what he does, he sends a fire. Now, we know today, and some of us have fell into this same sin in times past, where we complain. Where we just kept going on expressing, just, and Yahuwah said, look at my goodness. Look at what I've done. for you? Why aren't you rejoicing? Why aren't you taking that breath and those words and what's coming out of your mouth? Why don't you use it to praise me? Why don't you use it to give me thanks? Why don't you use it to go build somebody else up? Why don't you go use those words to go encourage someone else that's taking the ability of speech and of words and composing grief and pain and discontentment and accusations? He's tired of it. And we don't understand many times that when we complain, when we are in this state of complaining and expressing all of this negativity, sometimes what happens, first of all, we put ourselves in the fiery furnace, and we put ourselves in a place of, we just put ourselves in a bad place, let me put it that way. And then sometimes Yahuwah, he'll just let us stay there. He may not send the fire, you know, to burn them up like he did in this situation, but some he'll just let us stay there. He'll let us stay in the bondage that we have created for our own selves. And sometimes, you know, we'll go on and we'll think, you know, I just feel so trapped and I feel bondage. I don't feel free. I don't feel, but then Yahuwah want to say, think about what you're saying. What are you saying? What's coming out of your mouth? What are you thinking about? And what's coming out of your mouth? Because, and I've heard this said, and I do believe this, that the majority, not all, but as adults, when we are adults, when we're grown up, when we're going through the maturation process and we're making decisions for ourselves and all those type of things, a great portion of our lives are what they are because of the words that we have spoken. So, you know, it's so real. It's so true. It's so evident that it says life and death, that they're in the power of the tongue. We have to be so careful what we say, even in the expression of grief and pain, of constantly murmuring and complaining. And I'm talking about this expression of grief or pain. This is not real. This is not something to be grieving and being pain over. We see later on in the chapters 11 that they start grieving and expressing discontentment about the food. That's not a real complaint. They should have been grateful for what Elohim was providing for them. All right, so when these complaints, when they're not founded, when they're not legitimate, and even sometimes when something is legitimate, where I can say, okay, I've been hurt, or someone can say, this happened, but Yahuwah wants us to bring it in. Can't keep going on day after day after day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and you're still saying the same thing, or we're still singing the same song. Think about this. We are called to be witnesses. And when we do that, people are watching us. I'm saying we are living epistles, read and known of all men. So people watch us. They listen to what we're saying. They watch us. And they peg us. And they say, oh yeah, she hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. They're still going through the same old, same old. They're still saying the same old, same old. And Yahuwah just wants us to stop. There's so much that we have to be thankful for. There's so much that we have to be grateful for. And in those moments, when you are truly expressing grief, when it's a true moment of pain, go and bear your heart to Yah. Cry out, cry out. If you have to go to a friend or a sister or your significant other and cry out, and they're there to help you in that moment, do it. Crying is healthy, you know. It helps us to relieve tension and stress and just give us a release, you know, for that time, for that moment. But let us not be found guilty of complaining and murmuring and saying things and going on about things when they're unfounded, when we have no right to say what we're saying. We have no right to express what we're expressing. So those are three enemies that will prevent us from having an humble heart, right? A humble heart. And we want to ask Yahuwah, we want to just daily repent, because sometimes we do things that we're not aware of and we don't know that we sin. And the times we do, and we don't want to miss the mark, you know, because sin, a lot of times sin is missing the mark. We want to know that when we've been called to walk in his ways and his instructions and to do his word and to love others and to love him, we want to do it. And when we love Yah and we're loving others in the right way, you know, it will keep us from falling into sin because we're busy about the business that we have, and we're also busy with the business that Yahuwah has called us to. We got to redeem the time. We have to work while it is yet day, for the night is coming when we will not be able to work, and then we have to our works will be presented before Yahuwah. And what will Yahuwah and the messengers, what will they have to say about our works? This is kingdom, hallelujah. This is kingdom. This is kingdom living. We're preparing for the rain. We're repairing the breach, restoring the path. We are preparing for the rain, y'all. We've got to make it in. And Yahuwah, he's looking for people who have made themselves ready. That means people who have put the work in. They put the work in. They're people who have overcome. They're people who love Yah with all their heart, and they love his people, and they pour into the lives of his people and the lives of the people in the house. Ahab, to strengthen and to nurture those in the house. And then we gladden the heart of Yah. We gladden the heart of Yah. So I just want you all to be encouraged. Ladies, be uplifted. Just know as you walk with Yah that Yah will be with you. He will be with us as we walk with him, as we keep our hearts pure, and as we separate ourselves from everything that is not like him. And so, know lastly, the benefits when we have a humble heart, there are things that Yahweh will do for us and things that we will experience. When we are humble, Yahuwah will lift us up. All right. This is in every area of our life. He will lift us up in our mind. He will bring healing to our bodies. He will bring restoration in our relationships. And he will lift us up in the positions that we are in. So Yahuwah will lift us up. When we have a humble heart, our relationships and interactions with others will be enhanced. They will be what they should be. And people will be gladdened, and people will be encouraged, and Yah will be pleased. When we have a humble heart, the benefits of a humble heart, it will position us to be filled more with the Spirit of Yah. So when we keep a humble heart, guess what? Yahuwah can just pour into us his Spirit. He can pour into us his Ruach, and we will be powerful. We'll be strong. We'll be able to do things that we never thought or saw ourselves doing. And then also, lastly, the benefits of a humble heart is that it frees our heart, all right? We will have a freedom in our mind. We will have a freedom in our spirit. We will be walking in liberty when we have a humble heart. So may Yahuwah be with you. May Yahuwah enrich you. And may his face shine upon his people as we pursue to know him and grow in favor and in the knowledge of our great Elohim.